this team is the mix, isn't they get to the free throw line a lot. How do you find that balance of trying to defend hard without sending them to the free throw line?
Yeah, I think you have to have that recognition, particularly when you're trying to impact a play with physicality off the ball or even on the ball, as opposed to when someone's, making a move. Understanding that's the time you may have to show your hands and then just the discipline for us, not going for a shot fake. We weren't shifted as much as we needed to be early, so kind of that old expression, do your work early, where you don't put yourself in position to foul, but the shot fakes and the reaching and that stuff, you just can't afford. So in staying down, Cat's got a good shot fake, and so does Mr. Brunson.
Hey, Coach, you could use one word to describe right now, going into the next game, what would it be?
One word to describe our team? Excited for the opportunity. It's not one, though, is it?
What's that? You'd be a great.
I know we talked to you after game five, but now that you've watched the film back, is there anything that stands out to you on the offense that before that you guys were able to maybe do better than it showed results wise in that game?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, starting there, what you really saw was we just didn't defend well. And that hurt us offensively because it just was harder for us. It's been hard. It's harder to get out and run. You can say you want to run, but then doing it is another thing. The spacing that we have, particularly, in pick and roll situations, when we are hitting roll over, if they're they're trapping or hedging aggressively. We really have to be spaced properly in order to attack. And it kind of goes to the last thing is we'll continue to emphasize second actions, playing on the second side, moving the ball, because that's who we are. And we didn't do that as effectively. If the ball stops or we stand, we're just not as effective offensive team.
Just how different are the Knicks when they have Josh Hart in the lineup versus if he's not able to go?
Well, I can speak to Josh Hart in the lineup and speak to Josh. He's this type of player that impacts the game in so many ways. And I say that he impacts you, but he also impacts the players on his team, with his competitiveness and his leadership. So. He's guarded CJ, he's guarded Jalen, his defense versatility, his rebounding, his playmaking, just a ton of respect for him as a player.
You just mentioned excitement and then discipline as you're sort of walking through tonight. With a younger group, I guess, that is going through this the first time, when you have a win-or-go-home game, what is the last couple of days look like as you try and get them probably mentally prepared for this?
Yeah, I think, after game five, we know we need to play better and have an opportunity to see that on tape and, look at some things that we can potentially adjust on, and then also look at things we just need to do better. Having that opportunity to kind of, as a group, to immerse yourselves in the evaluation of the last game and preparation. And then for today, to have energy, to embrace the moment. And we're in a situation where we've got a chance to, we're in the playoffs. We're down game. It's a big game, but kind of to see that as an opportunity, I think, is the best way for us to look at it, not to be, hesitant about the moment, because, we've got to be aggressive and we've got to lay it out there and get after and compete. And, for our guys to have that mindset, I think, is important. I think we do.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.